Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truckers, the over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, all the same way. And also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And check out the different things we have over there for you to take a look at. All right, and now joining us from California, the land of fruits, nuts, and Nancy Pelosi and others, and Larry Elder, here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right. There they are.
Yes.
There they are. All right. Thank you, gang. See you tomorrow. There we go. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tonight I want to give a special shout out to all of our listeners up there in Atlanta listening to us on AM 920, The Answer. That's my Salem sister station in Atlanta. I had a lot of email today from people up there. For some reason, it was a email day from there. And a lot of people sent us some great messages, and we appreciate you, and I try to answer all of them. So if I haven't answered your email yet, I will once I get an opportunity to, because we get several thousand emails a day now, and it's just unbelievable. But we appreciate you up there, and thanks for listening. Okay, Kyle, little Dr. Fauci, boy, oh boy, little Dr. Fauci got into it with Rand Paul again, and they went back and forth for, I don't know, 5 minutes or thereabouts, and at the end of their back and forth, Fauci turned around and said, "You must be the liar, Senator," when they were talking about who was lying about what, and all the different back and forths and flips and flops and flips and flippers and whatever else Fauci's done over the past several months.
Well, that's right. And Senator Paul started off their exchange by saying, "Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th, 2021, do you still claim that NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?" And they were off and running from there, and to which later on, Dr. Fauci was saying he resented the lie that he said Senator Rand Paul was now propagating, said that if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments, they couldn't have turned into this. It's molecularly impossible. But then Senator Paul shot back. He says, no one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. We're alleging that gain-of-function research was going on in the lab and that NIH funded it. And so, again, Dr. Paul, because he is a doctor, but Senator Rand Paul, who's also a doctor, he was really zeroing in on this, Captain, and it was making Fauci look pretty bad.
Fauci is pretty bad because what Dr. Senator Rand Paul said was exactly 100% correct. And by the way, they can prove it.
Well, right. And
that's
again,
why he asked him to retract if he wanted to retract his statement, because they can get him for lying to Congress, and that is a crime.
It is. It is. And this is why this is getting so very serious, because, again, this idea of being able to put things together in a lab that are not, and I appreciated how Senator Paul was talking about it, not naturally occurring in nature, but what we're seeing with the COVID-19, this is evidently could only exist in a lab. And this gain-of-function research leads to the creation, basically, of pandemic-style viruses that, again, don't occur in nature. And we're seeing what's happening now. So, again, this can't be any more serious than it is. This is big-time stuff.
It is. And if I was a betting man, if the Congress flips here next year, I would be willing to bet you that the Republicans will go after Fauci and bring up charges against him for lying to Congress.
That's very, very possible.
Because I don't believe Chuck Schumer's going to let it go through.
Well, no. But the underlying factor, though, of course, Captain, is the American people. They want to know exactly how this happened, what happened, and they want to know where's the other shoe going to drop here, especially with the Delta variant, as it were, because the American people and people all around the world as well, they've sacrificed and they've gone through a lot.
Now, we have something else that was reported yesterday pertaining to Bill Gates and George Soros and a backed organization of theirs. They bought out a COVID-19 testing company. How about that one?
Yes, we're hearing about that. It's called Mologic Limited. And what they do is they have rapid diagnostic technologies, and including tests for COVID-19 and other diseases, tropical diseases like dengue and river blindness, that kind of thing.
Now, Mologic Limited is a British corporation name, so I'll have to find out when we come back where this is at. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, it's Captain's America Third Watch on Wednesday morning, and we're just cruising along here. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. And again, thanks for all the great comments that we've been getting, and emails and direct messages and whatnot. We appreciate you, and we're going to work our hardest to stay with your trust. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that operate Relief Factor, a product that I take religiously every day, twice a day. Every now and then I have to take it 3 times a day, but I take it because it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation in the left ankle, foot, and leg that I have a problem with. Maybe I won't have a problem much longer because of what the procedure was the doctor did with me about a week ago. But anyway, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support your body's response to inflammation. And it will even alleviate pain at the source. It'll go right straight to the source of where you're having a problem and lower or get rid of it altogether. Doesn't matter what kind of pain it is. You could have sprained your wrist. You could have, and by the way, arthritis. People with arthritis, this is a great product to help you out, to make you more livable, if you get my drift here, so you can move around a little bit more comfortable and easily. But anyway, don't forget, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway, and it supports a healthy response to bringing you back to normal and healing, speeding up the healing process. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Give it a chance After all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, when we talk about this Bill Gates and George Soros dual-backed organization buying this COVID-19 testing company, Mologic LTD, do you know where this company is? Because LTD is a signature term for like a British corporation, limited. They call it.
But it could very well be. Yes, we know it's called Mologic, okay. Limited, as you said.
And it could be out of Hong Kong, because remember, Hong Kong was a British colony at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that if it's not out of Hong Kong, then it's out of Great Britain. But more than likely, all this stuff, pharmaceuticals and whatnot, all this stuff is coming out of the southeastern part of the world. So there you go.
Right, I think it was. It's been there for about 20 years,
yeah.
Or so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got an early call from Todd in Tampa, so we're going to give 60 seconds to Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just review since the election. And by the way, did you check to see if that guy voted for Trump that they gave 8 months to? I guarantee he didn't vote for Trump. Okay, it's not insurrection. It's infiltration by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Okay, I've been to 9 Trump rallies. Okay, they're the nicest, kindest people in the world. You can't fool Corleone. Okay, that's number one. Let's look at Joe Biden and his presidency. Gas prices through the roof. You got illegals coming in. You're talking COVID, trying to shove it down the American people's throats so Pfizer could make a fortune, but the illegals could come in with all their disease. That makes any sense? By the way, with the same thinking the Democrats have, you should be anti-abortion, because you don't want anyone to die, so you wouldn't be killing babies, right? Okay, this is the logic. And then your gas prices are through the roof. Donald Trump was the greatest president for African Americans this country's ever seen. Donald Trump had the economy humming and didn't have illegals coming in the border. Donald Trump is a trillion times better than the bozos that we have in the White House. Let's get to work with you fake Republicans. Why don't you just quit if you're not going to stand up for the country and our Lord and Savior? Let's get to work. Peace.
Okay, Kyle, I got some great news. I'm going to debunk something Todd just said.
Okay.
The price of oil, the wholesale price of gasoline since last week, has dropped 17 cents a gallon, but the wholesale price at the refinery. It's happened over the last couple of days.
Well, that is some welcome news, of course.
Diesel has dropped 19 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that something?
It really is. It really is. Hopefully, it'll really begin to translate.
And here, let's translate this for a second. West Texas crude and Brent Texas crude, for the first time in about a month and a half, is down below $70 a barrel.
Wow. Okay.
And futures are down $9 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So gasoline, because of what happened the other day with the stock market saying, hey, boys, we got us a little problem here with inflation and whatnot, and we got to slow the things down. Well, they can't eat the gasoline, and they're still processing it. And Saudi Arabia and OPEC and company says, oh, we're going to produce more oil now. We're going to produce more oil. So that means they're going to make more gasoline and more diesel and jet fuel and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. So they can't eat it. They got to sell what they got in stock, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Right, and the larger supply should help to drive down the price, and hopefully it'll
normally.
But I think motorists all around the country, Captain, they're looking for a significant dip, obviously, in gas prices, because where they are right now, compared to where they were just a few short months ago, is really devastating to a lot of people's budgets.
Okay, and Trucker Steve, who's a mail hauler out of Atlanta, I knew I'd get somebody up there in Atlanta to chime in here pretty quick on some stuff. Trucker Steve just sent me a direct message. He says, Captain, just getting ready to leave the bulk mail center up here in Atlanta for Tampa. That's my nightly run. I listen to you all the way down, all the way back. But I'll listen to you all the way down. He says, but on the way back, I have to stop and buy fuel. And last night, fuel was down 12 cents a gallon at the pump.
Wow, that is significant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because it never goes down quite as fast right off the bat as it does, when the price drops like it did dramatically, like I just told you.
Well, exactly. And, you know, hopefully you know, somebody in the White House or Joe Biden would take note that the idea that you want to keep the fuel prices as low as possible to help the economy go, but sadly, I don't think that they're going to pay too much attention to that.
No. And let's continue on here. Who's next, Kyle? We've got a Pelosi aide now, a White House official, a six Texas Democrat have all tested positive for COVID-19 in the widening fallout. I wonder if we'll see Kamala Harris over the next week or so.
Well, you know, she went to Walter Reed, presumably to
have you seen her since?
I have not, to be honest.
That's right, which means maybe she's got some symptoms, or maybe she's tested. Well, they say she tested negative, but still, they're not going to take a chance with all these people from Texas floating around that are positive right now. What a thing to do.
Well, of course. Well, the Delta variant, for example, is becoming much more a big part of the nightly news now. It's essentially talking about numbers, talking about infections, and looking at vaccination rates and so forth. But what we are hearing, though, is that a lot of these people now, of course, the big part of the story with Pelosi and the White House is that they're saying that they're fully vaccinated. So what does that exactly mean? Does that mean anybody who's been vaccinated can get sick? Or do these individuals have a particular recipe in their own system, basically, that allow them to be more susceptible?
Well, some of them are fully vaccinated, but they're fully vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Remember, one and done?
Yeah, one and done.
So I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if the dosage wasn't high enough or something, or it was supposed to be higher than the Moderna, which came in two doses, but I don't know. Moderna so far, believe it or not, has the best results.
That's exactly right. And, of course, when they were talking about boosters just recently, the idea was that you probably would have to get a booster if you had the one shot.
Yep.
And likely not, according to some of the recent stories, if you had, for example, the Moderna. You had the two shots.
Right.
That you wouldn't need a booster for a very long time.
Right, and we're not sitting here trying to tell you, you know, we're promoting vaccines or this, that, and the other, because both you and I had the vaccine by our own choice.
Right.
Our own choice. I wanted to find out what it was all about. And I can't report on something if I don't know what it's doing, can I?
Well, that's exactly right.
So that's what I did. That's what I did. If I took a chance, I took a chance. But guess what? I feel great. So, and I've got as much energy, if not more. Somebody the other day said to me, they said, "Where do you get your energy from?" I said, "Oh, that's balance of nature." And they just looked at me like, "What?" All right, hold that thought. Boy, I got that started again. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. No, really, life is what you make of it. If you keep a great attitude and whatnot, and you try to eat right and all that stuff, energy is not a problem. Okay, Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break this time.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Buy shotgun.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden held an in-person cabinet meeting on Tuesday to mark his first 6 months in office. Speaking to reporters, he touted the results of his American Rescue Plan.
It's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office.
again, thanks to all of you. And with our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
And a major hospital system in Texas has reported their first confirmed case of the Lambda variant of the coronavirus. Houston Methodist Hospital says they've identified a patient with the strain first identified in Peru last August. That variant has spread to at least 29 other countries, mostly in South and Central America. So far, about 700 cases of the variant have been identified in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike wants me to tell you about something that he's changed the game with. It's his six-piece towel set. Now, the set is made with USA cotton, so it's definitely 100% made in the US of A. It makes it extremely absorbent. I've got the towels, and I really like them, and I've got another set coming. I thought it'd be here yesterday, but it'll probably be here today. Yet it still provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99. Save $70 on this set with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now remember, all the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, just return it within 60 days, and you'll get your money back. No questions asked. So all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials button that's right there, to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set, saving $70. Now, you'll find other deep discounts on many other MyPillow products as well at the Radio Listener Specials page. Just enter the promo code CAPTAIN or call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be a happy, happy, happy camper. Okay, Kyle, did you get the towels yet?
Yeah, I'm going to be getting the towels. And, by the way, they have so many of these colors that you can choose from.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to say that. You can pick your color.
You can pick your color.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing deal.
Yeah, and, folks, you got to go over there at least and check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And make up your own mind. Make up your own mind. All right, now, a senior FBA official apparently improperly took gifts from journalists amidst the Trump investigation, according to the DOJ watchdog. Now, this is not good for the FBI, and I'm wondering who it is because we aren't being told.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And so, again, you know, all this kind of goes together, and when we do find out more about it, it could hit pretty hard. Absolutely.
Yeah, senior. That could be anybody you want to think of, but we'll see. I'll wait till they mention who it is. And you know, there's kind of an anomaly going on right now. Many of the big city Democratic mayors in these big blue cities called for defunding the police while spending heavily on their own security details. Right.
Right.
Guess what they're calling for now?
What's that?
More police. They're taking the COVID money because crime is running rampant in many of these blue cities. They're taking the COVID money and putting it back into the police to hire more officers to get them out on the streets because they can't keep up with what's going on.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, what it shows, Captain, is a lack of backbone. It shows a lack of leadership. It shows a lack of duty to what they were supposed to be doing in the first place, and that is to maintaining order, law and order, and protecting the people. But they decided to go off at a tangent with the defund the police and all this stuff to try to virtue signal for some odd reason for political points, and its cost, I mean, the consequences have been incredibly high.
Well, let's just look at this from a different aspect to begin with. Any public official, mayor or city councilman or county legislator or town councilman, whatever the case might be, if you called for defunding the police, and you did, and you laid off a bunch of police, which they did, and they didn't have money to do some of the things they used to do, which they did, and crime shot up, violent crime, burglaries, armed robberies, homicides, wouldn't you be derelict in your duty, and couldn't you be recalled as something for doing something like that?
Well, certainly. I mean, I'll say this, though. In a normal world, yes, you should be, and that would seem to be a natural flow. But for some reason, Captain, we live in kind of a backwards, bizarro world at this point, it seems like. But the proof is in the pudding, and they can't deny what people can see with their own two eyes.
Yeah, well, I'm just putting that out there because for the people that are complaining about, well, we got this problem and that problem, hey, if your mayor did that, why aren't you recalling the mayor right now? Why don't you have a petition going on?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Because there's public safety, there's property values, there's, you know, all these different things go together that this is the social compact, you know, with government and so forth, that, you know, you're supposed to be able to provide these services and be empowered by the people to do so. But when they are derelict, and I'm so glad you used that phraseology, derelict in their duty, that's exactly what we're witnessing.
All right, now let's talk about the children for a minute and the COVID numbers, especially children that have died of COVID. I've heard all kinds of numbers about children and how terrible it is. Thousands of children have died, and they're not being reported and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Well, I've got the latest numbers here with me, and this is from all of the childhood deaths since January of 2020. You want to hear the numbers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not thousands. 335 children between the ages of newborns to 17 years of age have died of COVID. That percentage is 0.673%, less than 1%, 0.673% of all the childhood deaths since January 2020. That is the number.
Well, that is a very interesting number, obviously. Unfortunately, we do lose children in the country over a course of a year or 18-month period, as this is looking at. But in terms of COVID deaths, this is a very, very small percentage. But children, they can still get sick, though, obviously. And the key here is to make sure that they don't, because you don't want to have long-term effects as well. But children, as we found out, have very strong immune systems and so forth. And while they may get infected, they may either have very mild symptoms or no symptoms at all.
Have you heard about Bill de Blasio in New York City, what he's up to right now?
What's that?
The vaccine mandate order, which Bill de Blasio plans to announce at his regularly scheduled press conference today, is going to impact the staff at the city's 11 public hospitals, as well as those who work in clinics operated by the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Everybody there is going to have to be vaccinated, whether they want to be or not, if they want a job.
Very interesting. Well, of course, you know, we're seeing a similar thing, and I believe it's Pasadena here in California. I believe it's Pasadena is going to mandate that city workers are vaccinated, basically. Now, there may be some exceptions for medical or religious, but if I recall correctly, I think it was there. And again, so we're going to see more of these kinds of things, and that's going to even exacerbate the whole vaccine debate even more.
Yes, it is. And let's not forget, of course, that all is not going well for the quorum foiling Democrats that are in D.C. from Texas, because several of them have tested positive, another one again yesterday, for COVID-19 after meeting numerous leaders in the Congress, including Vice President Kamala Harris and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
Well, again, you know, we've seen the pictures on the airplane. Nobody with a mask on, or we understand that some may have had one shot of a vaccine, basically.
And many had none.
And many had none, exactly. And so we're seeing some very bad consequences, obviously, from this. It gets so close as to go up to the vice president, basically. And as you mentioned, Captain, yeah, we got the report that she had tested negative, but, you know, we don't know what's happening today, because I don't think she's had any public things going on.
And just as I said that and was finishing up that story, thinking about going to break, I took a look at the television screen here, and in the middle of all this was Charles Chucky Boy Schumer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's another one that's been exposed.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, I mean, we all need to be careful, and obviously, but this whole thing that the Texas legislators did, it essentially just turned out to be just a big sort of stunt that they did.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break, and folks, when we come back, we'll have our first Truckers Highway and Byway report for you, and some pretty good music coming up. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be right back. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, before we move on to the Truckers Highway and Byron Report, we have a breaking story coming in here. It's off our military news. We're going to get to this early. The fact of the matter is, the United States has conducted their first military airstrike under President Joe Biden in Somalia. Now, the U.S. military carried out an airstrike against terrorist militants in Somalia. The airstrike targeted al-Shabaab fighters in the city of Galkayo, which is a central part of the country on Africa's east coast. Don't know anything other than that. It's unclear as to whether or not anyone was killed or wounded in the strike. But, of course, al-Shabaab is linked to al-Qaeda. So that's significant that we're going after those guys, because that's a bad bunch of dudes. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byron Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilots and Flying J truck stops all across the countryside. Make sure you stop by, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one, because you're going to save yourself a bunch of money, get yourself a bunch of points, too, and check it out. Go to the kiosk that's in there, ask them how to become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store. All right, here we go. is Carrie Underwood and Steven Tyler, and that's something they did at one of the Music Awards events, Kyle, and Born to Be Wild, and a little bit different.
Yeah, but sounding good. Yeah,
and they had that bass guitar just driving again, which is what a lot of people like to hear.
Yep, that's
right. So there you go. All right, well, let's take a look at the weather. We got plenty of weather to talk about tonight. Now, heavy rainfall is going to result in isolated flash flood threats in the southeast today, the Four Corners and northeast as well. Now, this threat will exist into Wednesday. The flash flood threat will increase across the Four Corners section by the end of the week. Excessive heat and dangerous fire weather will exist from the interior west into the northern plains. And we've got some pretty rancid weather when it comes to air quality in the upper Midwest tonight. And we'll tell you about that after Kyle tells you about what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, we're looking at more excessive heat warnings in the state of Montana, most of eastern Montana. This is near Billings. If you're going along I-90, if you're up on U.S. Highway 2, up in the northern part of eastern Montana, you've got excessive heat warnings. Right now, Billings is looking at, looks like 95 for Wednesday. This is the forecast, but heading up on Thursday to 98, but still very, very hot for that part of the country. Fire weather watch in most of the rest of Montana, including Helena and also in the Missoula area. We've got that fire weather watch going on. Also, fire weather warnings near Spokane, Washington. A fire weather warning down into the border of Washington and Oregon as well. And that brings us to the Bootleg Fire. This is a massive fire, and it is burning just there in southern Oregon. Now, this is just as you come up between Highway 97 and Highway 395. Some 70 homes have already been burned. 2,000 homes have been evacuated. Another 5,000 are threatened in the area. And so they are still having a double of the time with the gusty winds and trying to contain this fire in that area. And, again, that's burning just north of the California border in the Fremont National Forest area. We also have an air quality alert, I believe, down in Phoenix as well tonight. Too much ozone in the air, so be careful of that.
Okay, coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota on I-94, you have got a situation where you've got a flat fire threat advisory, and it's extremely dry. And they're not allowing people in the state park that's there to light any campfires or anything like that. That's how dry it is. So that I'm talking about Mount Rushmore. So there you go. Now, moving over into the state line with Minnesota and North Dakota, right straight on down the line and all the way across the northern part of Minnesota, you've got a very poor air quality alert. Probably the Twin Cities is under that tonight. There's going to be a haze out there, kind of like what you see when you go into New York City in the morning, and it looks like there's like a cloud hanging over the city, and that's what you'll have tonight. There might be some conditions where it might be a little difficult to see. It depends. Sometimes this stuff can act as fog, too. And then when you go across over following, again, I-94 into Wisconsin, and straight across over to Green Bay, you're going to have an air quality alert there all the way down to the Illinois line, just north of Chicago. Now, down in Chicago right now, along the west, let's see, that'd be the east side of Illinois, the west shoreline of Lake Michigan, you've got some flooding going on there, shoreline flooding, as well as down around through Gary, Indiana, and then back up about 100 miles north out of I-94 and I-80 right there on the Michigan-Indiana line. Now, moving across further to the east, you have an air quality alert of all places in upstate New York tonight, starting about Ogdensburg, going all the way across into Vermont, going all the way across into northern New Hampshire. That's very unusual. You usually don't see something like that like that up in that area, Kyle.
That's right, yes.
And then moving down, following our way over to the coastline first, we do have some inclement weather. It looks like there's going to be some storms building right there along the New Hampshire main line coming in off the Atlantic. It looks like that's what's going to happen. And then moving down into Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania, to include Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey, and up towards Trenton. You've got a line of weather in there where you could have, again, a mixture of some rain, a mixture of some drizzle, some of the climate conditions, the weather, the air, ozone layer being a problem. Also down through Maryland and down towards Virginia. And looking over here to the mountains now of Virginia and Tennessee and West Virginia, that little quadrant where they all come together, you've got some fog in there tonight. You've also got some fog tonight in the central part of Tennessee around Nashville, which runs I-40 east-west about 40 miles there through Nashville and north-south on up into Kentucky. So that's what you got going on there. And then we'll conclude this by talking about Texas. We do have some fog and some bad weather conditions, breeding conditions for the Dallas Metroplex as well as down in Houston. And that's what it's looking like right now. So Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch coming right up. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be another busy, busy segment coming up here. Lots more coming your way. Don't go nowhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.